Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Coming up at 12:40, we're going to talk to Jim Rooney. Yes, Rooney as in the Rooney family.
Yes.
From the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
Jim's going to join us. Talking Cavs right now. Last night, they destroy an understaffed New Orleans Pelicans team. But the Cavs had key guys out as well. And the Cavs look great. Why?
Why?
You had guys on the bench who normally don't play a ton. Jalen Tyson, who doesn't play hardly at all, step up. As Anthony just said, 3 assists short of a triple-double in his first NBA start. You had Ty Jerome score 29 points. Caris LeVert wasn't in. Caris is terrific. Craig Porter Jr., terrific in Boston. You have a ton of backcourt depth. And I wonder, do you sit there and look at it, and Kenny Atkinson plays it when he needs to? Or does it make you think, if you're running the Cavaliers, wonder if we can turn that into anything. Terry's in Euclid. Terry.
What's happening, man?
How
hey,
are you?
T.
Good. Couple things. First of all, people jumping on Darius Garland for his game. It was a bad game, the 16th game of the season. I mean, not to say who cares, and not to say you're not concerned, but it's not nothing to be overly concerned about.
Agreed completely. Guys have bad shooting nights.
And if it was during the playoffs against Boston, I might be a little worried. But
if you don't have it, why put up 21 shots? That said, move along.
Well, but now I got a trade for you.
Okay.
What I got a couple of them. Let me put it to you like this. I want Cam Johnson from the Nets.
Okay.
Would you trade Caris LeVert for him? Would you trade Ty Jerome for him?
Ty Jerome has been so interesting here and effective. I don't know. That said, Cam Johnson is a guy that I really like. And he has an outside shot that would fit perfectly with this team, doesn't he? And he's 6'8".
Well, that's the guy that you could put on the Boston guys.
Right, and make the Boston guys work a little on the defensive end as well.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You become a bigger team. I mean, I don't want to give up Ty Jerome. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to give up Caris LeVert. But Cam Johnson is an interesting piece because of the size. And like you said, he can shoot the outside shot. We don't need him to score 25 points a game. We just need him to shoot a decent percentage when he does shoot the ball and guard these 6'8 guys that are wings.
Terry, he was a name that was thrown around in the offseason as well as a guy who might be a really nice fit for the Cavs. The one thing I keep looking at on this team and think, and I sure wish there were somebody else there, and maybe Tyson becomes that guy, except the way he looked last night, you wonder, can he handle the ball and play point guard? That, which might be interesting. If you have so many guys there that, and you don't have a guy like Cam Johnson, I think you'd have to think about something like that.
I mean, you got Imani Bates to think about too, because he's going to be coming back here shortly.
Until Imani Bates shows anything in the NBA, you can't include him in this.
Well, no, I get that, but what I'm saying is, you know, that would be the perfect fit, the guy that's the size and everything. And I think Cam Johnson knocks them out the box. Well, if you get him, he knocks all that out the box. And I think you don't trade Darius Garland. I mean, I heard you say trade Darius Garland.
No, you've never heard me say trade Darius Garland.
Nothing against you, Terry.
I've never said that.
I people were doing that yesterday, too.
I wouldn't trade Darius.
I think what they're doing is they're hearing callers say you got to trade him. And Jeff and I have never said that.
Okay, well, I've heard it mentioned. Maybe it wasn't you guys, but I heard
it. It wasn't us.
And unless you're getting a guy that's totally elite, you're not trading them. I mean,
Agreed, completely.
You're not going side by side. You're upgrading. So,
agreed, or changing position because you. And this is where things could get interesting if you're running the Cavaliers. It could get interesting here. Hey, wait a minute. We have a chance to get an elite fill in the blank. And I would think small forward would be the spot you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to give up our, who we think is an elite point guard in Darius Garland. And he's certainly shown that, you know, he can play at that level. It comes to a point of this. Are you willing to kind of shift the focus of your team from two dominant guys in the backcourt and have it, let me just throw it as more of a Celtic team. Shift it to, hey, we've got a really good guy on the wing here along with Donovan Mitchell, and we have Evan Mobley and we have Jared Allen, and we can put somebody else at point guard who can run the offense. Now, again, we're not advocating to trade Darius Garland. I wouldn't. But I just think there's such depth here that those questions become something that I don't even know if you think about them, but it certainly raises those questions, doesn't it?
Is it broken? Because I don't think it is right now.
That's exactly it.
I mean, we're so used to trying to fix what might be the Achilles heel of any team. But at 16-1, it's kind of hard to say there's a true Achilles. I think we all kind of see what could fall through the cracks. But, I mean, they only lost by 3 points on the road at Boston. And they didn't. There was a point there in the game when they were down, 21, and you're like, okay, now I see what the problem is, and I see that if you go up against a team that can shoot some threes, you may have some issues. But it's like they're 16-1, man.
But now, see,
like,
look, Terry,
are we toying with this just to toy with it?
But Terry,
and if we
just
are, is that a mistake?
Well, maybe. Terry just brought up a name though that I think is really interesting. Imagine rolling out this team.
Okay.
Jared Allen, Evan Mobley.
Mm-hmm.
6'8 Cam Johnson at small forward, who's averaging 18 points a game right now and is still only, 28 years old. Next to Donovan Mitchell and Ty Jerome or Caris LeVert or Craig Porter as your point guard. Okay? And that's, I'm not advocating a Darius trade. I don't think you should. But I like the feel of the team better without two smaller guards in the backcourt. Because I've always said I don't think that, you know, two small guards in the backcourt usually never wins you a championship.
So I just to make sure I'm hearing you right. You're Donovan Mitchell's your two, and then
you play one of these guys who's been really good at point guard, and you have him be the point guard. And again, this is just talk, okay? I think you could, and the key to keeping this all on the same page is this. Kenny Atkinson has figured out how to make it all work.
Yeah.
That's the key. Now,
your fear, though, is that they haven't played teams that are that good.
Well,
that's the fear.
It's something to consider, yeah. This is where the deep thinkers, Mike Gansey and Kobe Altman, need to sit back and think, do we have a team? Because, you know, you're 16-1.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a team that you think can win it all the way it's constructed right now? And if you do, then just keep rolling. And Kenny Atkinson has shown without question, I'm making this work. Would it work better if you had a little different setup? You know? And I don't know that it would. That's the thing. But I do think because of the way Atkinson has coached this team, you could say, don't mess with the thing. Or because of the way Atkinson has coached this team, you could think, gosh, he's getting so much out of these guys who aren't playing as much as they could. I wonder if that allows us to do something big or if that would just be a terrible mistake. I just think it's really interesting food for thought, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something to keep an eye on because, you know, at this point, you've put yourself in a championship conversation. You're 16-1. We've seen the historic numbers. Teams that start like this get to the NBA Finals. That happens.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't want to mess with what they're doing with right now.
And I can't argue with you at all.
I just...
Not a bit.
I want to see when they, after they go out west for a little bit. And they don't really hit that till Christmas. So I want to see what happens on the, like, I want to see what they look like on January 1st. How's that sound? And I think on January 1st, you'll have a much better feel for what are the things that need to be tweaked, the things that need to be fixed. Because, I mean, how many games? They got another, like, 20, 30 games or 20 games before the new year? Talk to me on January 1st, Jeff. Talk to me on Christmas. You know, talk to me a month from now.
The thing,
I love what they've done. They put themselves in a great spot to position them to control their destiny because they've won all these games. They can walk into games and just say, okay, got to win this game, or this is going to be this kind of game. They can kind of dictate the pace based on their own lineups. But I love how desperate and hungry the bench plays on this team right now because they're all giving everything they have, and they're successful. I don't know how long that's going to last. Like, you have to expect that some of this stuff is going to come back downhill. You have to.
Rodney's
in 16-1.
Yeah. Rodney's in Cleveland. Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
You are.
Hey, man. Jeff, I hear you. But, you know, my thing is with this, with Kenny Atkinson, the way he orchestrating this team, there are certain opponents when it comes about you can have Garland come off of the bench. If you trade him, you're not going to get a bonus. You're not going to get a superstar. Right now, Garland keep playing minus one game the way he's playing. He's an all-star this year. You do not trade the guy. Let him keep throwing his ingredients in the pot and let the soup keep getting cooked. And let's see how it ends.
Who would you play at point guard? Ty Jerome?
You got Ty Jerome. Like, you just said it. You named all the guys yourself. Ty Jerome, LeVert, certain games, certain matchups. You got them guys. And guess what? In the third or fourth quarter, when after they run teams to death, who can come in and just light it up for you? You're going to have Garland. How many guys in the NBA can do what Garland do that you can trade for?
Rodney, I wonder, I from a straight basketball standpoint, I get what you're selling. I don't think that would work because I don't think you'd be able to sell it to Darius Garland. And you're paying him big time starter money.
You're right. But if you look at it, Jeff, there's probably only one team that you'll make that adjustment with, and we seen it the other night.
Yeah. Rodney, interesting. That's really an interesting thought. But Kenny Atkinson has sold what they're doing to the roster. I don't know how much more you can sell. That's a lot to sell. Andy is in North Olmsted. Andy, you got about 30 seconds. We're going to change to something else.
Oh,
coming
gosh,
up.
You guys are killing me. Hey,
sorry,
anyway,
buddy.
You know what? With Darius Garland, you know, in that Charlotte game, he was rolled on by Josh Green, I think, and Grant Williams. And he really came up gimpy a couple of games ago, and no one's really talked about that.
No, he was out with a groin last night. That might have had something to do with his 3-for-21 against Boston.
Hey, anyway, real quick, you guys, not that I want to trade DG. I love guys who play physical, you guys. In the playoffs, it's physical. Do you guys really both believe that Darius is going to be healthy and not get hurt? I mean, Ty Jerome is unrestricted. Sam's unrestricted. Karras is unrestricted. I think a three-team deal. San Antonio's got a million picks. They need a point guard. I would love to get Cam Johnson. Just do something. You know, and I like Darius, but Jeff, they played hero ball the other day.
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I hated it, Andy. I hated it. All right, Andy. Thank you, buddy. Kenny, keep it moving. Keep it moving. But just know there are options based on what Kenny Atkinson has done with this roster so far. And it's a roster that he inherited. And he's done really good things with it. There's no question about that. Two keys and a lock coming up next here on Baskin and Phelps.